So let's move on to item 11. No, item 12, pardon me. Presentation of the 2021 CICERA budget versus actual expenses report. Always one of my favorite items. And Gail, I'll turn that over to you. No, Henry, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong number. Pardon me, Henry. Welcome.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing today? I heard one of the favorite items, and I'm good to be reporting on one of the favorite items. What I have for you is an update of CICERA's budget versus actuals as of fiscal year end 2021. This information is going to be included in the year-end audit report that's being assembled, and it's going to be prepared at the next meeting. But what we typically do right before that is present just a summary of how our actual expenses hit for the administrative departments and the non-administrative departments. The administrative departments include the executive, compliance, administration, HR, accounting, information technology, retirement services, and member services. All the department costs there are considered admin, which are subject to the 21 basis points limit that we have under the CERO rule. But in our budget, we also include non-administrative costs, and that's for our investment department, our legal department costs, and some of the disaster recovery expenses that we have to incur. We put those on the budget, but they're considered non-admin, so they're not subject to the limit. For the year, the way the report is presented, I typically break down a summary on page one. Mm-hmm. That includes all the administrative and the non-administrative. And on page two is just the admin piece, which is the expenses subject to the limit. It's important to show those. And on page three, we have the non-administrative, which follows the same format. I am including something new at the tail end. We'll touch base on that. And that is our capital budget. We spoke a lot. Heard a lot a little while ago about our pension administration system. That's considered an intangible asset. It's under production. It's being developed. So the costs accumulate in an in-progress account. They're not expensed until it goes live and it's completed. Then it'll get depreciated over 10 years, beginning, you know, from that completion date. So we'll go to that in a second. But the snapshot picture is page one. That's all the costs for the budget, actuals versus, you know, budget. And it's good to report that at the very bottom, we have $15.8 million against a budget of 17.6. You see a nice little diagram at the bottom where that breaks down. Roughly about a third is non-administrative and two-thirds is admin. It's showing a favorable under budget condition of 10%, approximately 1.7, 1.8 million. That means that there's some of the estimates that didn't occur, or we had some savings in some areas, but the way this budget is shaped, I sit down with all the departments and we put down together estimates on how the year is going to pan out. And so we put figures and best estimates possible. So the savings, most of it has to do with personnel services. If you gravitate to the top, personnel services. It's showing a savings there or under budget of 1.1. That has to do with some of the vacancies that we're still recruiting and working on. The internal auditor, there's a couple of spots in investments, and I believe one or two spots in our retirement member services, our retirement services that we're still open at the year. So we have some budget dollars attributed to that, but if they're not filled, it appears as a under budget condition. So that's most of it. And the related benefits to fund those positions is what that under budget condition is there. So moving on down, our professional services was in line. I know that there was a under budget condition there that's mostly attributed to less legal counsel. We try and estimate the best we have, and we were under our estimate. Moving on down to our office expenses, we were under $379,000. And most of that is attributed to less travel throughout the 2021 year. We were still doing virtual training, virtual conferences, less travel all the way around. So that's the reason for that. And those are the biggest components. So that's just a quick snapshot. Don't want to give too much detail, but let's move on down to page 4. That's our capital budget. This is the money side, and it's dated because it's as of December 31st, 2021. And I know it's, you know, some time ago, but this is what the numbers are going to be included in our audit report. So we have contracts, two big contracts, one to for Icon and the second for Sagitech, and they total $14.7 million. We've incurred about $2 million, and we have a remaining contract amount. So that puts us in the 14-15% range of spent. And so as the year travels for 2022, that number is going to go up a little bit more. The Siegel team, Jesse, and the folks at Siegel, they're doing the project consulting. Even though it's part of the past project, that's not considered depreciable cost. So that falls into the admin side, and that's included in the IT costs.
So quick question, Henry, and maybe you had covered this or would cover it, but in terms of our admin expenses that are subject to the cap analysis, when the pension administration project becomes a depreciable asset and we straight line it over 10 years or whatever we're going to do, does that depreciation expense then come into our admin budget so that it will be a deduction against the expenses that are subject to the cap? Am I right on that?
Excellent question, Scott. That's exactly what's going to occur. In year one, well, right now, let's just... the information that was talked about, let's say it's late 2023. So there might be a couple of months of depreciation that hits in that administrative budget. And thereafter on a yearly basis, you know, whatever the costs are, let's assume it's, you know, 12, 13, 14, you know, whatever the costs are, that is going to hit 1/10 every year. And it's going to get included in Siegel's work when they do their admin rates and their calculation is and it's going to incur against the plan. So right now it accumulates as construction in progress. We call it intangible asset under development. But when it completes, it'll get amortized over 10 years.
Okay. That makes sense. That's what I thought. I just wanted to confirm that. So.
Correct. Any other questions?
Any other questions or comments for Henry on this? I'm not seeing any right now.
Very good. Okay, I'm wrapping up. This is the same information that will show up in the ACFR report, the audit report that's for year-end. Brown Armstrong's taking a peek at this, so these numbers are good.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you, Henry, as always. It's fun. The reason this is my favorite report is because from years of having to run a small business, my forecasting prowess has had its moments. So it's always fun to see when you have a bust or when you get it right or whatever the factors are that influence your budget projections. It's an interesting study.
It's a good science, and I rely on good feedback and information from all our departments, and we put together a nice model, and so it leads into a good product here.
This is really great. This is helpful. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
All right, Henry. Be well.